Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound. And you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
So, Collie.
Hello, Clash. We are not in Tala.
We're not in Tala and we're outside Dublin. And I have taken you to a place that is, I think it's one of my favourite places on this side of the country. And it has animals that I just adore. And I've been wanting to talk about these particular animals for ages.
Okay.
And I guess we're going to another critter shed that's slightly bigger than yours.
This is becoming a team now to degrade me by showing me much bigger critter sheds. I cannot wait. I like this place already. It's lovely and green and peaceful.
And spoiler alert, it involves mammals.
Oh, for God's sake. Here we go again. Go. More furry stuff.
I don't know if they're furry.
Well, oh, God. All right, we're going to see.
So if you open the door... And close behind me. We're going to see dogs and horses. We've seen a couple of horses already. We're here because I want to talk about pigs.
Pigs.
I absolutely love pigs.
Right.
They're
brilliant.
Fascinating.
Brilliant.
So we're looking for Martina.
Hello.
Hello. Hey. So this is Martina.
Hi, I'm Martina.
Collie. How are you, Mrs.?
I'm good. Good to see you.
Look at her.
Thank you.
Who's yours?
I'm back
in this show. Hey Lisa, how are you?
What's the crack with this place?
So, the crack with this place is we are my lovely horse rescue, but we're actually my lovely horse animal rescue.
Okay.
So we literally have all types of animals.
Yeah,
and
I know our
very favourite animals and mad close to our heart. And I think the big man might be in here. There's a lot of them in here.
Holy Jesus.
You've got to come in. They just come in when they feel like... They just basically have the run of the place with
this. Holy
the big
God,
man.
That is a big, huge, massive
thing. This is Elvis. This is Charlotte. This is Crazy Tina Sunshine. Mind she doesn't flip you because she's mad, but okay. Amazing. And then this is him. He's just had his dinner, so he's having a snooze.
He's just chilling out.
They just get to chill and do what they want.
Okay.
So this is Wilbur.
See, this is once again one of these situations where... You could put me in a room with a 10-foot python and I'd be absolutely fine. But I'm bricking myself here because I've got the arse end of a pig pointing at me. So that's mental. Hey, piggy, how are things? I'm not afraid at all, I swear. Look at his tusks.
So, Martina, you're sitting down beside Wilbur. Tell us about Wilbur.
I am sitting here beside Wilbur, the best pig in the whole wide world. So Wilbur, he's a boar. And people normally would say that boars, you know, would be... Big, scary,
aggressive.
Vicious, aggressive. Yeah.
Okay.
This boy is very vicious and aggressive.
Yeah, I can see that.
You're just snuggled up against him there.
Yes, yeah. And I just love him to
and
bits.
And he's snoozing away happily.
So this boy came to us. He was the pound horse pound rang us, and they said there were about 14, 15 horses they had pounded. And in the middle of it all was Mr. Wilbur. He got into the horse truck. So he'd obviously been reared with horses. He does love them, I have to say. He loves the horses, and the horses love him. But he came to us. We thought he was only going to be a little pig, like maybe the size of Elvis there.
Is Elvis a potbelly?
Elvis is a little potbelly pig. Now, he will, I'd say, grow quite bigger. He's grown at the moment. He came in, he was much tinier. They're all snooting around there for some more dinner, because Wilbur had his dinner in here. But, so yeah, so that, he was our first big boy, our first pig ever. I've always loved pigs. They are my favourite animal.
Now, did you start off the rescue as a horse rescue?
Yes, because there was a huge problem with horses in
Dublin.
And all around Ireland.
It still is.
It still is a huge, huge problem.
Okay.
But pigs have been a big love of our lives. And another co-founder, Kathy, she's crazy about them too. And we really wanted to help them. And now we've just realised that we have these pigs here and we have 19 over at Kathy. So we've actually 26 or 27 pigs right now.
Yeah,
I think the biggest pig rescue in Ireland.
Jesus.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Wow.
Now, so... are these eating pigs? I don't mean to.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. Yeah, no. So the only
eating
pig.
They look like what I would consider. Yeah. Very piggy. Apart from the
on your sausage roll.
Yeah, the pot-belly pig.
Yeah. No, the one that is a proper farm eating pig is Tina Sunshine.
That's Tina here to my left. Isn't she beautiful? Yeah.
She's gorgeous.
So Tina was locked up in a shed waiting for Christmas. With a big chain. She'll stand all over you.
Walking all over us, and you don't want her walking over. She must be, what, 200 kilos now?
Yeah, she's gone big.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
She's hilarious.
And me a featherweight.
So Tina, be good now. Good girl. You be good. She was in a very dark shed with a big chain around her neck.
Right.
And some people heard about her, and the guy that had her, this is his thing, he takes a pig and slashes their throat, and then she would have been for Christmas.
Right.
So anyway, we got her through many means of getting her. Through any means of getting her. Yeah, yeah. We didn't even negotiate. We were like, she's coming with us.
Was it a Mission Impossible job? Swinging through the roof?
Yeah, pretty much.
Helicopters.
Dressed as pigs.
Yeah, I love it. Dressed up as pigs. Smuggling her out. Brilliant.
Pig smugglers.
Yeah, I can picture the music.
So we got her out.
There's great escape music playing in the background.
Cue music.
Cue musical break.
Oink, 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 oink.
Yeah.
So she so she's been with us since, and she's grown, she's big, she's hilarious, she's mad as a brush.
I can see that.
We absolutely adore her. I mean, she can be so bold. She flips people when she feels like
does
it.
She really?
Is very spoiled.
You'd almost expect her, like, she's sitting beside you.
There's
chomping
a fucking
away
horse sticking its head in it. Do you know what I feel like? You ever see, for anyone who's listening, do you remember Babe, that movie? Like, I feel like Farmer Hogger here, sitting here, and there's just heads of animals coming
and Mr.
in.
And Babe meets Mr. Ed.
It's unbelievable.
Tina's just really happy beside you right there, and she really does have a personality, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Which you wouldn't expect her to be so charismatic, considering she'd suffered that much. What was she like when she arrived?
She ran around, like, playing, and it was like she had just... been freed.
Grateful,
like,
kind of, yeah. Would you say?
Oh my God, completely. Like, yeah, okay. We were playing chase and weird. It was like, it was this life she just didn't know existed. And we were like, you know, scratching her bum and chasing her around the garden. And she was like, loving it. It was like pure joy. And she just loves the attention. And yeah, a lot of people say we've spoiled her so much that now she's just overspoiled. But how can you overspoil her? Nancy will do this all the time. This is like, she wants to be by my side, but yet hates the pigs.
Oh, does she?
Because
oh,
okay. They flipped her.
Oh.
Right, Nancy. Oh, I got rid of her. Nancy, you've got to go now.
Nancy is a dog, by the way.
Nancy's
a dog. So
Nancy's
been here because she's interfering with our very professional podcast that we like to keep our standards very high. Now we're still stuck here in a room with a gigantic... Who farted? Oh, for God's sake.
Everyone.
Okay, so Colette, we're in a room full of hay and four gigantic animals.
Against the wall. Okay. Oops. Am I going to get flipped? Am I going to get flipped here?
Put your arse against the wall.
It is.
Yeah, that's it.
My arse is very, very small compared to her, though. Yeah, if she wants to flip me, she'll flip me.
I suppose. Yeah.
It's a big L girl.
Okay, babies. Now you stay there.
Okay, I'm hearing again.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
You're just walking back in there. Tina's looking out.
So Wilbur, he's a boar, but he doesn't look like an eating pig. He looks kind of like a hybrid.
So Tina is actually one of the commercial pigs that people would know, like a domestic pig. She's a big pig.
Would he be a male version of a commercial pig? No,
he looks more like a heritage breed.
Yeah, there's like coons and there's all different types of breeds. That should be a different breed. Charlotte here.
Charlotte's right beside you there.
Okay, yeah.
I know boars have, and I know from actually doing field work as well, you do have to kind of watch out for for Boris as they can go a bit nuts, but he is totally chilled out.
Totally.
And he has all his bits and pieces and everything.
Yeah, he's well, he yeah. Been. So he had. So because he has his bits and pieces, he would like.
He's still
to,
intact. He's still
yeah, nuts. He's intact. So he has that male thing for the ladies, but not for the pigs. He has a different type of girlfriend.
Okay, so he has a fetish. What is
he
it?
He does. It's buckets.
Okay. So he likes fucking buckets.
He likes fucking buckets.
That's a first for this one, for this podcast.
Oh my god!
Oh
yeah.
God, what are we going to call this one?
I mean, seriously, pig, his buckets come in all shapes, sizes, and colours, but he doesn't matter. He loves them all. Whereas the pigs, there are lady pigs walking around here, and he could give a damn. He's like, yeah, well, you're not a bucket.
Well, do you know what? An attractive pigs, I have to say.
Each to their own. Each to their own.
Yeah.
So we have to be careful with the buckets. We need to mention what happened was he did it so many times to his different girlfriend buckets that he damaged his willy.
What,
and they have
way?
A mad crazy willy.
Yeah, it a comes, corkscrew.
Yeah,
willy,
like a corkscrew.
It?
And he damaged the top of it, basically hurt it really badly. So he had to go to UCD and have some of it amputated. But he's damaged it so badly, there's little holes in it, so when he goes to the toilet, it sprays everywhere.
Oh, no!
So he's to be washed underneath his legs and then blue sprayed every day.
Blue sprayed. Oh, God, love him.
Oh, I can see the blue spray.
He doesn't mind. Yeah.
He's just, he's still chilled out there beside
I
you.
I have.
He's got very old.
Is it possible to get a photograph sitting down beside him?
Yeah.
On? Oh, my God. That's going to be awesome.
Lying on him. Like.
No, I won't
take
do that.
That
yeah, he doesn't mind, like.
As long as he doesn't mistake me for a bucket, I'll be very happy yeah. to lie down beside him.
Oh, jump, oh, jump, oh, jump.
He's just giving him a rub on his tummy there. His big old, and his back leg is sort of yeah. going.
And you'll see him.
Tick, tick, tick. Lifting up his front leg and
I tell you one thing, he's a powerful looking animal.
He is, and he's just having his tummy rubbed.
He loves that.
What's the biggest thing that you learned about pigs that you're surprised about?
How sensitive they are. How absolutely unbelievably sensitive they are. And if I did eat meat from meeting these pigs, I would have stopped eating meat straight away. There's no way I would eat these animals.
Like, what way are they sensitive?
They feel like they if you even give out to them, like they're like look. No, don't do that. Well, she's like,
oh. You're just,
you know, when you kind of go
patting her on the face, yeah, and she's going,
she's
oh, like, oh, what? I did something wrong.
It is
she's
really
beautiful.
Mad. Like, oh, she's a dog.
She's
adorable. Charlotte.
Yeah. Charlotte is gorgeous.
No,
and they're smart as well,
they're
right?
They're very smart, but if they get sick, for instance, they're like
miserable.
Yeah, and they can go into shock and they shiver. Like, he got really sick about 2 years ago. And he literally went into shock and shiver. And he's like this all night long. And we had blankets over him all night and a heat lamp and
yeah.
trying to get him better. And it's even very hard to give them an injection. The only place you can is their ears. It's the softest place.
Oh, really?
Place. Yeah. So to put a pig down is really hard, like to actually put them asleep.
I got you, yeah.
You know, kill them, whatever, in a kind way. It's really, really hard because they are just built so differently. It's really weird.
Yeah.
Plus they're just sensitive to so many things that when you see the amount of pigs that are crammed into factories and things like that, it must be just horrible. They must just shut down. Like, we had Mrs. Wobbles over by Cathy's. She was in a dark shed. The farmer thought she was an eating pig. He brought her to the sales, couldn't sell her, brought her back, shoved her in a dark shed, thought, well, how am I going to get rid of her? Just let her die. She was there for months on end.
Oh, no.
And it was incredible. She was found by these rescuers who let us know, and we went up together. But she was in this dark shed. She was on complete shutdown. They were actually looking for other animals. They didn't even realise that Mrs. Wobbles was there until they just heard this tiny little, not even a grunt, and they saw this big black mass. And it ended up that she only has a black head. Her whole body is pink. But as she got better and better, her leg was broken, we started picking. And underneath all this black, like it was like black coal, but her body had been shutting down. She was dying, but she was dying for months on end. So God loves her.
She was just coated in this big, thick black layer of something.
Sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And as myself and Kathy were picking, we were like, oh my God, she's pink. She's not even a black pig. It was so weird. And all those things, we've just gone, how badly they're treated is unreal.
And like Tina is just beside me right now. She's the most gorgeous creature. I'm just patting her away and she's so, like she's enormous. She's...
Yeah,
the size of two Alsatians.
Yeah, this.
And she's now she's lying down.
Struck
she's
me.
Beautiful.
That's the first thing that struck me is the size of them.
Yeah,
they're massive.
Massive.
Especially the boar guy is huge.
Huge big boy.
Yeah.
And he has a very rock and roll haircut, which I really appreciate.
Yeah.
He's kind of got this Billy Idol white streak on the top of his head.
Like, he's so good. And he's got so old, he's on a painkiller a day now because one of his legs is injured. We think maybe a horse kicked him. We can keep him away from the horses. He does love them. He'll go out and feed with them and hang out with them, but somebody might have kicked him. So
yeah,
he's on painkillers now. There's nothing you can do about it. You know, he just either has to kind of get better itself. I don't think it will because he's old, but he's not in pain, he's not unhappy because he's up and poshing around and, you know, enjoying his buckets, so obviously he's not in pain. But and then there's this, this is the latest one.
This is Elvis. Elvis just walked in, yeah. Smaller pot-belly pig.
Pot-belly pig?
Yeah,
he's lovely.
Like that, yeah. Yeah. He's a gas little character. So he came to us, he was only 3 months.
Oh, really?
He comes into the house, does his thing. They all do, actually.
I remember when Tina used to come into the house, just think
she was
a dog,
her
she'd
in
sleep in the...
She opens up the fridge.
That's how clever they are.
Yeah, she opens the fridge and the freezer. And that's something, how clever they are. They they can all, with their noses, open all the locks on the state. Like, they free all the horses constantly.
Do they really?
Yeah, yeah. She goes in, or not her, Tina. Tina Sunshine goes in and opens all the stables and is like, free, you're free. So we have to now
do
put
that with
locks.
Your nose. That's kind of like me after a few Guinness on a Saturday night. Yeah. I don't know how I get in because my keys are rarely out of my pocket.
Use your nose.
That's why my wife calls me a pig, probably as well.
Which you should take as a compliment.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. I will from now on.
So they're really smart. Apparently, I heard that they can actually be taught to play video games. That's how smart they are.
Yeah, yeah.
And they recognise themselves in mirrors. And apparently, if a pig is looking at itself in a mirror, it's self-aware, it knows it's looking at itself. And if it sees food reflected in the mirror, it can work out where it is.
Yeah, they're very, very smart.
Like, that's extraordinary.
Yeah, they really
I think
are.
Scientists were saying they're behind, just behind dolphins and...
chimps.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I would well believe it.
This is a real treat. And we've done some cool stuff on the podcast. Like, we've seen elephants and we've seen some really cool animals. But this is up there.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
And what brought you to decide to do this? Just you love the animals and you decided
to do...
Did you grow up in a farming background?
No, I'm Dublin. Okay. I just grew up in Palmerston. Love of animals. The whole family have a love of animals. I just saw the problems with horses mainly in Dublin and felt so sorry for them.
And did you have to teach yourself how to look after them from the get-go?
I hadn't got a clue.
Brilliant.
Had not got a clue about horses.
You know what,
horses,
fair play
especially.
To you. That's amazing. Yeah. That is really amazing.
But we've just learnt as we've all gone on.
Brilliant.
I don't ride horses or anything.
How many years are you doing this now?
Since we started My Lovely Horse Rescue in 2011.
Wow.
8 years.
And how many animals do you have here?
Here we have about 111 or 112 right now. And then in all we have around 250 always.
Holy God.
Lots out in foster.
You know what? It's... The Lord's work you're doing. Yeah. Fair play.
Yeah. We've another three pigs, though, you have to come and meet.
Yeah.
Right. I'm going to get one of you to take.
So it's amazing learning about them as well for me.
Can I get a photograph?
Yeah.
Do you mind?
No.
I don't want to bother you, big man, but I'm a big fan of your Billy Idol haircut.
Now go and sit in with him. He won't mind, honestly.
Okay.
Sit right in with him.
Oh. Hello.
Okay, baby.
So where we're standing now is the farmyard. So we're outside. There's stables all around us, and further there's fields all down that end. The houses beside us, and there's a couple of stables in front of us, and there's pigs wandering around here. And at the back, you can see where the horses are. So the horses are actually separated from.
Girlies.
It's a beautiful sunny day, and it actually is like something out of a movie.
So this is Rita and Pearl.
Oh, here we go.
Come on, girls. So they've got their big wallow here and stuff.
Wow.
They have their lunch here and then they
Rita
come out.
Pearl. So Pearl is the black one. Pearl's
this
pink.
Is Rita.
Rita's black. And
this is Pearl.
Pearl is pinky one. She's
I love
beautiful.
Pearl.
Look at all their individual.
Yeah.
They all look so different. And
yeah. What are they like personality-wise?
Oh, amazing. They're like, they're so amazing. These three hang out together all the time. And they're thinking about it.
Elvis is getting disciplined there.
Yeah, there's Tina now. She's going to head into the yard. I'll let her into the yard now. She's hilarious.
So, are you a charity?
Yes.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
So, we want to get some cash for you, hopefully.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, if you're listening.
Yeah.
And you like animals. We'll probably put a link up in.
Yeah, it's mylovelyhorserescue.com.
The podcast.
Very simple.
Hey, Tina. Tina's now lying beside the gate in Holler.
Oh, Glory is saying, I want to go in. Go on. Come on, are you coming?
Oh, magnificent Glory.
Oh, there's lovely poo everywhere.
Come on, Tina. Come on.
Tina's a real character.
Tina's coming with us. She is. Look at her.
She's a real character. She's very vocal.
Very vocal.
I still shit myself, by the way, but I'm keeping it very good. Oh, here's a goat.
There's a goat in front of
us. This is Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran, brilliant.
Look at it. She's going straight to see who.
Wow, stable.
She just opened the door and walked into the stables. Tina just opened the gate.
Out.
Oh, God. And there's a little pony in this.
Olive was having her lunch.
Aww.
She's going around now. All the
stables. Just walked into a stable and Tina is walking into each one.
She's
and
like,
checking.
Is there food? Is there food?
And if the gate is closed, she's opening it.
Let's see, she'll try this one. She'll try them all. She'll go to it. Look.
She's just behind us. She's opened another one. The same one. She's gone back into Olive. Just in case there's any food she missed.
That's crazy.
And then we have, these are the boys, young boys who are all, some have just been gelded. That's Jimmy.
Jimmy ain't no pig.
That's not a pig.
Jimmy be a donkey.
He's a donkey.
So he's only with us a short time. He's finding it hard to walk still. He came in with those big curly feet
two weeks
ago.
Oh, God.
So his feet
have been neglected and
very badly. So
these boys have just had their Jacobs cut off, yeah?
Some have, yeah. Right. Some are still waiting for it.
Right.
And he's waiting for his. But
my sympathies, lads.
Yeah.
I had to snip myself.
Excuse me.
Not good for them.
And every animal here was in distress and was saved by you.
Massive
team of volunteers.
Really
and you guys.
An amazing job.
Every one of them. Every one of them have a life worth living.
They have a life worth living.
Yep.
I'll tell you one thing. If I win the lottery and I get a bit of land, I might rescue an owl pig off you.
Owl? Yeah, you'll be arresting a load of them. You'll be coming to rescue. Aren't luck.
No, I think I'll stick with me snakes and spiders. Nice.
I know, sometimes I wish I'd gone into goldfish rescue. It'd be a lot easier.
So as we're walking across the stable yard and we're going up to meet some other horses, tell me, like, what is it like for you guys when you lose something? How do you cope with so much loss?
Well, like Luke, for instance, we lost Luke Ghosh last week, and I think even at UCD they love the fact that we care so much. And
so UCD is a place that you go with the animals a lot. Yeah. They do your surgeries and stuff.
They're UCD
veterinary.
Exactly,
department.
Yeah. So it's the university college. Like, it's one of the best. And they're so kind to us as well. But we lost Luke, and Luke was one of our goats that we'd had here for 2 years. I mean, he was amazing. And we five of us went up with donuts, all his favourite food. And we cried our hearts out.
Yeah.
He's walking over at the field now.
I thought
the dogs are with us.
I thought our little the goats would have been out, but
good fair bit of land here as well. It's great.
Yeah, it is great.
A lot of space.
We've 30 acres here, but we don't have enough.
I would imagine it's tight, but it's all about space management, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah. So we do look after the land really well. They'll all come in now for the dry standing areas.
Full of wildlife too.
Yeah, full of lots of bits and pieces.
My eye in there.
What have you spotted?
Oh, sure. You see all the swallows and the martins darting around. That's a great sign.
Is it?
Bugs and
good.
Dung beetles, and obviously you'd have a lot of dung beetles around here. Hello, Piggy. You might have me there now. There you go.
So I have something to show the Perrys.
Yeah, yeah. See, look at this.
Would you take that out of the bag, actually? Because I'm holding it.
Out.
Yeah, there's two parts here, so you have to put hand underneath.
Yeah. There's bananas in there as
is
well.
Is this courtesy of Leo?
Yeah, it is.
Wow.
So what this is a pig skull.
Oh, it's very beautiful.
And this is the skull of a pig that would be like Tina Sunshine. So a domestic pig that would be factory farmed and then killed for meat.
Okay.
So this comes from my boyfriend who collects skulls.
He has a great
So he wanted to have a look at the difference between the skull of a commercial pig and the skull of a proper wild, beautiful pig from Central Africa. And it was really scary because this animal that we're looking at here now would have been about 6 months old when it died. And when you compare it to a wild pig, the bone is really, really thin. And you can see that the teeth are not yet developed because it's so young. And if you had this side by side with a boar, you'd notice how thick the bone is on the boar and how thin it is on this pig. And that's because these animals are pumped full of hormones to make them grow really quickly. And their bones, when they're growing, they can't actually keep up with the growth of the muscle. So all, you know, they're commercial pigs and their value is based on how much meat is on their bones. This would have been Tina Sunshine right in front of us here.
Yeah.
And I read back in the census figures from about 10 years ago, there were something like 1.3 million Tina Sunshines in Ireland.
Domestic pigs.
Yeah. In pig farms. And the way they're kept in pig farms is they're taken from their mother when they're about 4 weeks old. And then they're put into concrete areas with slats. And they're fed until they're about 6 months old, and then they're killed for meat. But that's not all that happens to them. Because they're animals destined for meat, legally you're allowed to do things to those animals that you're not allowed to do to that dog in front of us there. So, for example, they have their tails docked because there's so many of them in a facility, they get stressed and start to eat each other, so they cut their tails. Tina's tail is gone. Yeah. And that's all done without anaesthetic. The males are castrated without anaesthetic. Their teeth are usually clipped. If they're sharp, they're clipped without anaesthetic. And then they sometimes have their ears notched to identify them. And all of that is without anaesthetic. Now, can you imagine doing that to him?
I know.
To that beautiful dog in front of you?
Or to little Elvis, or to these.
Yeah, and that's the reality of them.
Pig farm.
Really
and most
bad.
Pigs in Ireland are factory farmed. And what I find really interesting is when you look at the ads for pork and ham, you don't see a pig anywhere. There's pigs on the ads.
No.
So it's all trying to make us forget where these animals come from. And in fairness, it's very easy to forget because we're from the town.
Of course it is.
We're from the city. We don't know where they come from.
But then I remember when we were kids, we would have had pigs in ads.
Yeah.
And pigs on the packets of bacon.
That's
but
right.
There's kind of this disconnect now that's happening.
Yeah.
Because of Babe and things like that as well. People didn't want their... They had seemingly got kids going, I'm not eating it, it's Babe. Yeah. And then it all turned over that, oh no, but Babe is a different type of thing. No, it's not, you know?
Yeah.
Babe is actually an eating pig too.
An eating pig too, yeah.
It's like people get upset we were farming dogs. But pigs are smarter and they need more stimulation. Yeah. Or just as much stimulation as dogs.
Yeah.
And they don't get it. And their life is just horrendous.
And like Tina's there, able to open the fridge and the freezer. And we got childproof locks. And I couldn't even open the childproof lock. I was like, geez, these are very good. And next week she came in, Jim, two things open, all the freezer food out, and runs. Like she literally gets in there and runs. It's so funny. She's brilliant. They're all brilliant.
I've seen wild boar, which is very, very cool. I've seen them in Italy, and I've seen them in Romania, and I've seen them in Germany. And now they're starting to really make a comeback right across Europe, because I think the taste for hunting them has kind of dissipated again because people aren't connected with nature. Yeah. And I mean, if
I'm handing you a packet here.
Oh, cool.
There's something in it.
Wasn't that a nice segue? Unintentional. So I'm going to open it up.
So you zip it open.
I can tell you what that is, yeah.
And there are two tusks.
That's a tusk off a wild boar.
So what's so special about that then, that you're looking at? You can feel it.
It's very smooth and it's quite sharp.
Yeah, it's really sharp. So if you take the other one out of the packet there.
Very sharp.
You can see that if they were top to bottom.
So yeah.
And they're sort of sharpening each other. So as they're moving, they're
very
sharpening
good.
So you can feel that, Martina. See,
So if you can imagine, it's like someone took a file to one of the corners of their tooth.
Really sharp.
And brought it to a sharp point. And it's really, really, really intense. Now, I'm the only one here who's still...
Is that a prehistoric banana?
Who still eats...
Tina.
Well, we call it... I'll just say...
I bet you won't eventually.
But you know what I have done? And I'll say...
Like, when you go now, I'm going to have a bacon buddy, or I'll go buy some chips of bacon. What will you think? Seriously.
We were talking about this on the way down. So I would fish and I'd hunt a bit. I would have grown up in that way. And I kind of like the idea of being able to know that.
So when you go to the supermarket, you hunt?
I mean, if I was eating something that I caught.
Yeah.
And I know it was fair and square. I feel like it's ethical. And then, of course, growing up through my teen years, I never thought about it. And then since I started doing the podcast with Colette, it's pretty much the only vegan I hang around with. My wife's a vegetarian, but you're the only one who's kind of, you'd be very strongly in your
heading towards veganism. Yeah, not quite there yet.
Passionate. You're very passionate about it though. Really are.
Yeah, you are.
And it's kind of cool because it has opened my eyes up to it.
Yeah.
Another thing I did, I went down and I rescued some quail from a quail farm. And that was amazing to me because I used to love chicken, and now I'm kind of, every chicken I get, I make sure it was out in the open.
Yeah.
What was the quail farm like?
The quail farm was Battery, and it was horrendous.
I did that as well.
It was horrendous. And I was thinking about looking at the pigs here today, you describing it. Imagine that quail farm multiplied by a billion. That's what it sounds like to me. My question to you is, do you think, is there any way of ethically eating meat, or is it just something that... No, not for you personally,
I mean, look at people are going to do it. And if they're going to do it, I'd like to see laws brought in to protect, at least give them some sort of a life. Like, we have a no-meat policy. Like, we're so strict with our no-meat policy. So the way I'm looking at it is, if you're going to eat them, rare them. Rare them. Name them.
Yeah.
And then I dare you to eat them.
Yeah.
Because, like, seriously, I don't think you're going to eat it. I can't believe anybody that does, you know.
I think that idea that you said though as well, for like the standards of care for
standards
them should be
to change.
Much higher.
Yeah, it's awful.
From looking at these animals.
When you're allowed to do one thing to one animal, but not to another.
Not to another.
Exactly.
That's just bizarre.
Wrong.
It is bizarre.
Exactly. Like, look at that little fella now, Elvis, walking along there. Elvis. How could you?
Yeah.
He's adorable.
He's a little doge, you know. He's our next in line, Wilbur, to the throne.
This has been a real eye-opener for me, and definitely food for thought.
Oink-tastic, I'd say.
Oh yeah, boy, we have you here. Before you take your mic off, where can people go to help you out, donate?
They can go to mylovelyhorserescue.com.
Perfect.
And we'll put that on the show notes.
Yeah, and it's great what you're doing here. If you have any couple of quid to spare, if you like furry animals and horses and pigs and farms that look like Disney movies, goats, beautiful people looking after them. Yeah, just throw them a few bob. Price of a cup of coffee, it won't kill you.
Yeah,
brilliant.
Thank you again.
Lovely.
Dead?
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.